Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Ryan.
Ryan says, hello, and thank you for making my LSAT journey so much easier. I'm writing in to ask specifically about how to improve in reading comp. On average, I miss 0 to 2 questions in both games and logical reasoning, but weirdly enough, I get 6 to 9 questions wrong for reading comp for both time sections and practice tests. I've been studying for reading comp simply by drilling and trying to understand as much of the passage as possible before moving on to the questions. Nonetheless, my RC score is not improving as much as the other two sections have. Is there something wrong with the way I'm studying, or do I simply have to be more patient and keep up what I've been doing? Thank you for your time. And if you do respond to this question via your podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you would tell me which podcast question my answer is on. Eric would have to help with that.
Eric might be able to do that for you if he can find your email address, which I'm not sure he can. Anyway, let's answer the question. What do you think about somebody who's -0 to -2 for LGLR, missing 6 to 9 on reading comp?
Well, my quick advice is to treat reading comp more like logical reasoning, because whatever you're doing there is working, and maybe you're trying to over engineer your reading comp reading.
Yeah. Probably you're not reading the passage well enough. That's almost guaranteed. If you actually comprehended the passage, which comprehension means understanding, if you actually understood the passage, the questions should be easy. So hypothesis number one, you're not reading the passage well enough. Hypothesis number two, you haven't yet grasped that on reading comp, they're only asking you what the passage said. They're not asking you for your opinion. They're not asking you where the passage might go next. Wrong answers on reading comp are heavily weighted toward answers that are just extra. It can either be a too strong version of what the passage actually said, or it can be just slightly different. Slightly or very different from what the passage said. A thing that people miss on reading comp a lot is that they fail to treat reading comp as if it's a whole bunch of must be true questions.
Yep.
I wrote a whole thing about it. It's like on reading comp, the questions are basically all must be trues.
Yeah.
If you start treating it that way, where it's like, hey, I need evidence to support this answer. And one real good way to get there, by the way, is to start predicting the answers. You know, if you're a -2 or -0 on LR, then that means you're probably pretty good at predicting the answers on LR. Start trying to predict the answers on reading comp as well.
Yeah. And those predictions don't have to be precise. We're not asking for the answer. Sometimes it's just, hey, does the author seem likely to agree with this or not? And I'm giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down. But I'm orienting myself around where I think this answer's got to be. And so many of the wrong answers are just the opposite. It's like, nope, it disagrees or something.
Yeah. Or, you know, What does the author think about this thing? And you go, well, I think the author thought that it was like partially good, but there are other considerations. That's a fine prediction. It's not going to say that, you know, the answer choice isn't going to say the author thinks it's partially good, but it'll say some other words, but you'll find one that has that exact same vibes where it's like, oh yeah, okay. There's some merit here, but there's other things to think about, or there's other ways to interpret it or whatever. And so those weird, it's like a half prediction, or it's just like, it doesn't have to be a fully formed prediction. It's just like having a general idea of what the author thinks about this question is frequently enough to make all the wrong answers look terrible.
Well, and sometimes a fully formed prediction is counterproductive because you're sitting there trying to get it all right. And it's just like, no, just have a loose understanding of what's going on.
Yeah. Here. Or you could like have exactly the verbiage that you want, you know, like, well, it has to say these words, and you're just forgetting that synonyms exist and that there's lots of ways that they could say that exact same thing. The critical thing, though, is that you try to make a prediction, because if you don't make a prediction, then you have to go read A like hoping that A is correct. And that's a recipe for disaster. We have to be looking for reasons why answers are wrong. And knowing what you're looking for really helps you to do that. Anything more for Ryan?
No, thanks for writing in. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.